from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. I'll tell you what, the visual of this start to the show is going to be interesting.
Did your mic just break?
Because my microphone just broke.
Oh, no!
But you know what? Like a true radio professional, no one would even know it unless I said it. I am holding the mic.
Yeah,
as our engineer, Andrew Swank, runs in here. And Andrew, I appreciate that. We'll talk in the commercial
break.
You
look like a crooner right now.
I do, right?
Yeah. Hey. It's like, hey, everybody.
You look like a sideline reporter.
That's right.
That would work, too.
Sideline reporter as well. All right. So, strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Hello, everybody. Strangers in the morning.
Good morning.
At 5:58 in the morning. Great to be with you. You know, the Phils, they keep rocking and rolling. Doesn't even seemingly matter who plays. They win. Phils 9 games up after a win last night in Chicago, a day in which the Atlanta Braves lost. So 9 up. Great job by Mercado. Great job by Trey Turner. We'll talk about that. More on Paul George, obviously. A couple days since he signed with the 76ers. 3 weeks, actually 20 days to the Eagles to training camp. We'll do a lot on the Birds today. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
At the outbreak of World War I, the American Air Force consisted of 54 enlisted men.
How about that?
Well, That's wild.
They got rocking and roll. Well, to be fair, James, the airplane had just been invented.
I get why, you don't think about it, you know?
Yeah, no, it got moving fast.
54 enlisted men. There were 12 officers and 6 aircraft.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, the Wright brothers were in the early 1900s, so things were moving fast. By the way, I will say, for everyone listening right now, later today, WIP will post a visual of the ridiculousness of me holding the microphone right now. You'll understand it more when you see it in a video later today, but we don't have that ready for you yet. What we do have is hello, and let's get into it here today, 215-592-9494. John, the Phils just keep doing it, man. I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't matter who plays, because it obviously does matter. You know, it's nice when you have Michael Mercado in there instead of Vince Velasquez in there. That's who it would have been 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
And yes.
Matter of fact, they would have been like 2 guys below Vince Velasquez at this point, because Taiwan's out, Spencer Turnbull's out.
Yeah.
You know, Velasquez would have been like one of them. Like,
we're on 7. We're on pitcher. No, starter like 7 or 8 right
7
now.
Or 8. It might
this
be
guy
8. Yeah.
Is, and he was really solid. I mean, he gave up a run last night.
Yeah.
And he looked really nonplussed about the whole thing. He was just very business casual.
He did a great job. He did. And by the way, Trey did a great job as well. Let's listen, because it was not only 1 but 2 by Trey Turner last night. Philly's up 2-0 early in the game after Garrett Stubbs had gotten the Phils on the board with the double. And then Trey Turner, I'll tell you what, you know what? He hasn't fielded great, and he hasn't had a ton of power yet this year, but he's hit for a high average, and last night the power began.
The pitch to Trey Turner is hit well. Left field and deep, and Happ, a
not even in a lot. Watch. It's way up into the bleachers in left center field. And Trey Turner unloads his fourth home run of the season. First ball swinging. And he's given the Phillies now a 3-0 lead.
Well, I'll tell you this. Four home runs is nice. Five home runs within a season, it's even better.
And the pitch. Swung on. Crushed. Deep left field. And Turner, two home runs tonight. And that one clears the bleachers. Trey Turner with a tremendous drive to left. A two-run shot. And it's 5-1 Phillies.
You know, John, just a great job by him and by them. I mean, it was a very efficient win. Obviously, the end got a little nutso there in the ninth inning.
It got a little scary. Ruiz gave some of that back and got close. I mean, 6-4, it felt dicey, but Jeff Hoffman did what he does and sort of shut the door.
Now, frustrating, you got to go to Hoffman. Is he now not available tonight because, you know, Ruiz couldn't do what he had to do there in the ninth? So that reality obviously hangs over today's game. But look, for the point of, you know, getting things going to start that series off last night, I mean, really a credit to Mercado, a credit to Trey Turner. Garrett Stubbs also. You know, let's give him an attaboy because, you know, he had not played, let's be honest, he had not hit well in the first, whatever it was, 2.5 months of the season or so.
Yeah, and he got it started last night.
Yeah, he did. That was a big hit.
The double got the points on the board.
Big hit.
And the floodgates opened up.
Well, look, we'll take your phone calls on the Phillies. Again, the Braves lose last night, and just your impression of not only last night's game, but how this team just, I mean, let's be real, they continue to win even with Schwarber out, even with Bryce out, even with Turnbull out, even with Taiwan out, although that might be a benefit. You know, even with JT out, like they win. They win an awful lot, 9-0.
Does your heart hurt for Taiwan?
No, I haven't even thought about him in a while. It's been a couple weeks, I think, since I think. Taiwan Walker.
Last night, that really was something. Yeah, I mean, Taiwan Walker, he goes out there on the mound, and it's like, we know the first inning we're going to be frustrated. Like, why are there four runs on the board or whatever? Last night, Mercado was really... It felt different.
This guy was nice.
It was like quiet and just, you know, business.
Nice.
Boom, boom, boom.
Did his gig.
Strikes, strikes, strikes. And, you know, nice break on stuff.
Yeah. And like, a little life on the fastball, too. That kind of giddy up at the end you like to see.
Yeah. Some carry to it.
Well, I'd also say an organizational win from the standpoint of, you know, if you don't know the backstory, they moved him into a starting spot in the minor leagues this year because they wanted additional depth, obviously, in case an injury happened. A couple injuries happened. Like, you know, he's a relief pitcher, turned starter, because they foresaw the possibility of what if a couple guys go down, you know? And look, maybe in the end it doesn't much matter this year because with a now 9-game lead, 8 entering yesterday, you know, chances are they'd win the division anyway. But if this had been a 2 or 3 game lead or a 2 or 3 game deficit, you know, getting whatever they're going to get out of him, 3 starts, 4 starts, whatever it is, if it's solid, you know, that's an organizational win. So look, all right, 215-592-9494. Great job by the Phillies last night. We'll take your calls on that. Also, John, let's get to the Eagles and the 76ers. You know, we had this poll yesterday, and I was very surprised at the end of the show when we revealed the results during the 9 o'clock hour, in which, to a very simple question, you know, which team has a better shot to win a championship in their next season? 86% of respondents said the Eagles than the Sixers, despite the fact that the Sixers actually have higher odds. I mean, better odds, I believe, is the term.
Yeah.
Gambling expert John Ritchie, my guy.
Look at that. Sharp money right here.
How far he's come.
Ritchie with his hands in
for
the air.
For those who don't know, no, really, like, I knew less than
zero.
Nothing. I was told to learn nothing
and John's a rule
about
follower.
Gambling because, like, every locker room I went into, it said on the wall, like, no gambling takes place.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Place here, we would have these assemblies every year.
Thou shall not.
Art Schleister from the Colts, the backup quarterback, would be up there talking about how he got involved with illegal gambling,
sure.
and they got their hooks in them. So I was terrified of all of them.
Yep.
I laid off entirely.
Well, look, you've come a long way.
Thank you.
And I think the Sixers have as well with Paul George, but 86% of people in our poll yesterday say the Eagles have a better shot to win a championship in this upcoming season than the Sixers. Look, I want to hear from you as everyone gets a chance to kind of weigh in and react to that poll. You know, and how do you perceive that? Is that an anti-Sixers
truth
thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a pro-Eagles thing? I mean, obviously it's a little bit of both. We all understand. I mean, anytime it's A or B, you choose A. In part is because of A, but it also in part what you think of B. I mean, that's common sense. But I will tell you, I thought the poll result was faulty, frankly. I really did. I mean, personally, I believe the 76ers have a better chance to win the championship than the Eagles. And, John, you know my number one reason, right? Do I have to say it? Jalen Hurts. And I know that might sound strange because of how phenomenal he was 2 years ago, but the Jalen Hurts-Nick Sirianni thing, I mean, it feels to me like there are no good vibes there. None. And I get it. Anyone that wants to come to the table.
You know where good vibes come from?
Where?
When those two win their first game this season.
We'll see.
It's lean, the good vibes between those two right now. These times are not good times. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's rocky. But winning these games. Jalen handing the ball off to Saquon. Getting that thing going.
Yeah.
A few first downs. The ball is, we're pounding those guys. We're pushing them backwards. We got a few touchdowns on the board. We're feeling good. We get our first win under our belt. I'm telling you, there'll be happiness between the two.
Well,
know this.
They had 10 wins under their belt last year in 11 games. So there should have been a lot of happiness.
And we saw none.
I mean, we saw none even when they were winning. And I believe all of that impacted then when they started losing.
And they have talked to this quarterback about his outlook, his attitude, the way he presents himself to teammates and the media alike. They want him to be more vocal with his positivity.
Do you just assume it's going to work?
I do think that he will be more vocal. I do think he'll be more positive. I do think, based on this whole fiasco with Nick Sirianni in the offseason,
yeah, let me ask you.
I do think the next time he's asked about Nick, it'll be a little more effusive and positive than what we just heard.
Well,
Nick's.
All right, Seltzer, you're not as big a Dirty Dancing fan as I am. All right,
yeah, I'm not a fan at all.
I'm probably in like the top 10 of America as far as Dirty Dancing fan.
You're the 0.01%,
right? But I think we all know, or at least those of us old enough to have seen it, know the phrase "nobody puts baby in a corner."
I do
right?
know that. Yes.
So, is Nick Sirianni just like in the corner? Like is that they're gonna go try to win the Super Bowl?
Not
and he and the quarterback, like it's just Kellen Moore and that's it. And then Sirianni just makes a decision whether they go for it or punt or kick a field goal on 4th-and-3 and that's it.
It can't
That's his role?
Be. No.
And by
no,
the way, if his role also is culture setter and team, you know, team chemistry guy, how does he do that walking around the quarterback thing and the him and the quarterback thing? Like, here's the deal, John. I say Sixers for this poll for a number of reasons. But one of the main reasons is the closer we get to the season, and the more I do, because I do hear from people that say there's a real issue there, like a real issue between the quarterback and the coach. I just know this. It's been hard enough for the Eagles through the years to win a championship. They've won one Super Bowl in close to a 60-year, you know, history of the NFL in the Super Bowl era. They've won one championship in that era. And a lot of times the quarterback and the coach were on the same page. Mm. And now it's like they're going to go win a championship with the quarterback and coach on different pages.
Look, I think it's
tough, man.
I think it's the weakest aspect of the team as we can see it. It's like the third wide receiver on offense and the coach quarterback relationship.
But you know which is more important, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm telling you. And they understand how important this relationship is, and this will be addressed and corrected and massaged every step of the way. I believe that this Eagles team, my goodness, you look at the way any NFL team that gets hot in the postseason, they can slice through it like a hot knife through butter. This Eagles team is very capable of winning it all, getting there and being hot as the best of them.
Sixers aren't?
Well, no. Think about what the Sixers would have to endure. Endure is the name of the game in NBA basketball postseason.
Yeah.
We're talking about months. They need to play for months together. Paul George and Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and everyone else that you assemble with very little left to assemble it with, you've got to make sure that they're all healthy over the course of 2 months, the course of the postseason.
That's right.
And we're talking about two or three games for this Eagles squad.
Well, it's three or four for what it's worth.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's easier, much easier. I've been there myself to four conference championship games when you only had to play two, and then all of a sudden you're in the Super Bowl. That is the easiest
route. Well, for what it's worth, that's a one seed.
Okay.
I don't see this team as a one seed. I mean, I just don't. I mean, one seed is normally going to be in a 17-game era, 13-4-ish. You know, that's tough, man. That's tough. Okay. Look, we'll take your thoughts on a couple things here. First off, quarterback-coach relationship, as you perceive it, as to what degree is it a real, genuine concern for this upcoming season? But also, in the broader sense, as we had a poll result yesterday, but didn't talk a ton during the show about this concept of which team realistically does have a better chance to win the championship in the upcoming year. Is it the Sixers, who I would say it is, and who yesterday in our poll only received 14% of the vote, or is it the Eagles, who obviously more recently won a title? They also more recently got to a title, having lost the one 2 years ago, but they've been in two in the last, whatever it is, 5 or 6 years. I mean, they've obviously been, over the last 30 years, over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, a better organization. That's obvious. I mean, and how much of this, if you had to sort of size it up, is an anti-Sixers thing when people vote 86 to 14%. How much of it is a pro-Eagles thing? I mean, there's a lot of belief in Jeffrey Lurie. There's a lot of belief in Howie Roseman. I think rightfully so. You know, those guys have fielded a lot of winning football teams. I mean, where do you stand on the inside track to the title between these two? Both, I think, good teams. But which one has the better shot to ultimately, you know, hoist the trophy? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of this throughout the show. We'll get into more from last night's Phillies game as well. Great job by Michael Mercado. More on that and more on your calls. Shout out to Cameron Generich. It's all up ahead on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
1.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.